Track 1.15.
Nomadic people. Most of us are used to living in the same place. Every day, all year round, we go home. But for some people around the world, home is a place that moves. Here are three groups of people who have a nomadic way of life. 1. The Tuareg. In the central part of northern Africa, which is mostly desert, you can find the Tuareg people, who call themselves Imoag, meaning free people. Most of the Tuareg people are found in Mali, Niger, and Algeria, although some can also be found in Libya and Burkina Faso. However, being nomadic people, they regularly cross national borders. They have their own language, Tuareg, which is spoken by around 1.2 million people. But many Tuareg people also speak Arabic and/or French. The Tuareg people are mostly Muslim, although some traditional beliefs remain from before the arrival of Islam. In the past, the Tuareg people moved around the desert areas with their cattle, mainly between places where water could be found. Due to the formation of new countries and stricter borders, severe droughts and urbanization, nomadic life became more difficult in the 20th century. This led many Tuareg people to settle in towns and cities. Sometimes the Tuareg people are called the Blue People of the Sahara because of the blue turbans that the men wear, which often gives their skin a blue colour. 2. The Shasavan. This tribe lives in an area of northwest Iran and eastern Azerbaijan. There are approximately 100,000 of them. In the spring, the Shasavan move from their winter home in Azerbaijan to their camps near Mount Sabalan, about 200 kilometres south, for the summer. Their journey usually takes around 3 or 4 weeks. Each day, they travel from midnight to midday, when the heat begins to prevent further travel. Traditionally, the women and children travelled on camels and the men rode horses or walked, but increasingly, the Shasavan are using lorries and tractors. When they reach their destination, everyone, including children, is involved in setting up the main camp, consisting of various types of tent. They stay there until September, when the return journey begins. Many of the Shasavan believe that their way of life is dying out, that their grandchildren will not do the annual migration anymore. 3. Aborigines. The Aboriginal people of Australia have been living there for 40,000 years, since long before Europeans arrived. But they are not one single group. For example, there are over 200 different languages spoken by the Aborigines. The Aborigines are hunters and gatherers, almost always on the move. Principally, it is the women who gather food and care for children, while the men are the hunters. They have very few possessions, and the ones they have are mostly light, since they need to keep moving in search of food and to maintain a balanced diet. They eat seeds, fruit and vegetables, as well as small animals, snakes and insects. However, they occasionally decide to settle somewhere and form villages.